I hope I'm not going to take too much time. That's not my plan tonight. I want to start with a question. What is the most stressful thing at Christmas? For me, for you, for everybody. Christmas, like probably any other holiday, but especially Christmas, can be really stressful. I know if you, am I right? Can be pretty stressful. And there are many reasons, actually. I don't know, what kind of clothes to wear, you know? Do I have the right, do I have the right dress? Or do I have the right, you know, clothes on me? Do I have the right shoes? Can be the schedule. Some of us, we have a tight schedule probably at work. You know, we try to put everything together, the work, church, want to be here. At the same time, we want to make sure we are here for every practice, rehearsal, for the songs, for whatever is going to happen here, right? So, and many other reasons probably. I don't remember all of them. The reason I put this question, I mean, it's not just like that to find out what's your most stressful thing around Christmas or at Christmas. We'll see a little bit later. But my question is, what if all we do during Christmas, not only, but especially at Christmas, because it's a season where it's a lot of agitation on the road. And I have to tell you something. I think 10 days before Christmas, somebody totaled out our minivan. So I was pretty upset and stressed about that for a day, two or three. And I realized, you know what? I said to Cassiana tomorrow, I said, probably God wants to teach us something. So just let's move on and he'll fix the things for us. And he will. But what if all the things we do at Christmas should be a reflection or an image of who we are or what we really are, you know? At Christmas, usually we are all joyful. We are all happy. All the good things that are happening during Christmas, not bad things. Well, maybe only for my family, a little the minivan, but everybody, we are merry. We're Merry Christmas here, Merry Christmas there, left, right, Merry Christmas, pace, pace, pace. But the question is, after Christmas is done, what are we going to do after Christmas is done? What we are doing after Christmas is done? Most of the churches, most of the people, they celebrate Christmas one way or another. I'm not going to question how people, they celebrate. But every or most of the people, they celebrate. and once the Christmas is done, that joy and that merry living style, if you want, around Christmas, is gone. Everybody's back to the everyday life. Everybody's, you know, we have a saying in Românește, pun în cap în jos ca un pipirig. I can't really translate that for you. But it's like, you know, after that joy is gone during Christmas, we're like back to our normal everyday life. But if maybe we're too upset about something, maybe we're too stressed about something else, you know, that's going on in our life. It's funny, but it's a reality in the same time. It's a reality that's going on among Christians. I don't want to say in this church. It's among Christians. Fratele Cristi was saying something in the morning. If you remember, one of the five things he mentioned regarding somebody who's authentic, who's waiting for Christ with his whole heart, who's devoted to God. I think the second thing he mentioned it was that person has to That person should live a holy life, should live a holy life in which God is real and He's present every second. So if God is present with us every during Christmas, I think the same God, with the same power, He's going to be present with us for the rest of the year. For the next year, if He will allow us to step into the next year, He will be present with us for the rest of our lives. Hopefully that's a reality in our lives. But I want to continue, and I want to ask another question. And I was asking myself that question for many years. That's a very, very common question during Christmas. And I remember, Ariel, in that video they displayed, the question was, what Christmas means to you? What Christmas means to you? You gave a lot of answers, quite a few answers. And if I'm going to ask you what Christmas means to you, probably we'll hear a lot of answers. I heard a sermon during Christmas many years ago. Probably it was when we moved here in U.S. And that pastor said, Christ came to show who we really are, what we have in our heart. That's why Christ came. I don't want to say that it's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. But I think the reason Christ came, it's a little bit different. Or it's more than that, actually. That's correct said. At Christmas, or on Jesus' birthday, actually, God is giving everybody a new beginning. Christmas, it's a starting point for something great. And something great happened at Christmas. A miracle, actually, right? The whole Jesus' birth was a miracle. And we know that. We heard that. And we really know it. The thing is, at Christmas, Jesus, He was making history. And the history we know today, with before and after. Before and after. He was making that history. He made that history for us. He came to make that history for me. For me and for everyone who's ready to receive Jesus in their heart. What's interesting is that everything started with a baby. And I remember Fratelli Cristi mentioned that, and he tried to remind us that. Everything started with a baby. And it's very, it's very maybe unusual the greatest event in history of mankind ever was because of the baby. I was thinking nothing. This great event did not start with a king. Did not start, I mean, he is the king, but I'm talking about a human king, if you want. He didn't start with a president. He didn't start with a scientist. Didn't start with a great philosopher. Didn't start with a great leader. Didn't start with any of the, with a genius, actually. Genius mind, or math, or you name it. It started with a simple baby. Now, let me ask you something else. What feelings we have when we see a baby? Usually when I see a baby, it's and I have four little kids, I remember it was that joy. When you look at them, you see they're pure. This is how I see them. I know the Bible, it's saying every person who's on the face of the earth was born sinful, basically. Babies, they didn't have time to make any sins, but they are born that way, right? Still, we see them, we see joy in them, actually. When we look at the baby, we see joy. We see them like they are pure. And we see peace. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but when I look, I like actually sometimes when I'm not too tired, after I pray with my kids, we pray with our kids, they go to bed, and sometimes after they fell asleep, I like to go and give them a kiss, all four of them. I'm looking at them, and man, they're so peaceful, you know? They look so peaceful. They're sleeping. Now, for God, the word peace is very important. It's so important that God named his own son, Prince of Peace. And if we look in Isaiah chapter 9 with verse 7, it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. So as we can see in the word of God, peace is a very important word for God. Peace is a very important thing or feeling for God. So peace should be a very important part of our lives. That's why Jesus came. If I would give an answer to the question, what Christmas means to me, that would be my answer. That's why Jesus came, to fulfill the plan of God, to make peace with people like me. To make peace with people like me and maybe people like you. I'm coming from a family where I didn't know about God, about Christ, the way I know now. We were Christians, I mean Orthodox, you know, like Frater Lekisi said in the morning, probably the Paște and Crăciun, I was going to the church, maybe. But I didn't know that peace. I didn't have a chance to taste that peace that I have today. And I think without the peace God is talking about, we can't live. We can't live without that peace. But Jesus said, make peace with God as long as we can find him. That's the message of Jesus. That should be our message, that Jesus came to bring peace, because the second coming will be completely different. Now it's the time for us to make peace with God. And I remember Friday, actually, evening, the meeting with Frater Gigi, it was something amazing. It was just, I can tell, and whoever was there, I mean, they can tell you, there was something, God was present over there with us. And I want to say one more thing. We have, regarding the birth of Jesus, we have a very specific thing to do. We have a very clear job to do, actually. And we can find that in 2 Corinthians. And I'll read it to you. Chapter 5. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Verses 18 through 20. It says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As to God, we're pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So, like I said, this should be our message. And I think this is the message we should spread during Christmas. And not only but through the year, actually. What I understand is that when I celebrate Jesus' birthday, from now on, we have to celebrate with a grown-up Jesus in our hearts, in our life, every day. And I think only then I can show people the true meaning of Christmas. Now, the difference between us and the shepherds is they went to see a baby Messiah. They went to see a baby Jesus. And there was only one time. There's not going to be a second baby Jesus. I know we sing about a baby Jesus, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should have a different message, or a little bit different. And the word of God, and I think in Isaiah it says, the kingdom will be on his shoulders. That's a very important message for people around us to hear and to know. Most people at Christmas, they hear about Jesus as a baby, but what they have to see and hear, it's a savior, actually. It's a savior. If they want to reconcile themselves with God, if they want to have peace that nobody can understand, we cannot understand it. We have it, but we cannot understand it because it's coming from a different source than a normal source, if I can say that, or a human source. It's coming directly from God. I think this is the message we should spread. The kingdom will be on his shoulders, and he's going to come. And like I said, the second coming is going to be completely different. Why the message should be different? Because even if everything started with a baby, what people around us need to see, it's a savior. They need peace, and not the peace we can give. They need God's peace. I don't want to take any more time, but my prayer is that we grow more and more with every Christmas. We grow more and more with every day. We grow more and more with every experience we have with God. And the message of the Bible study in the morning was an amazing one. And I hope we're going to be able, growing with Jesus in our hearts, we will be able to show everybody around us what means to start with the baby Jesus and to grow in faith for his glory. Amen. Amen.